get this doggone thing to record, bro.
All right, here we go.
You ready? I sure as heck hope so. Vic, I got a question for you.
What's going on, brother?
How do you hold a cup?
Hold it in my hand.
Well, show me exactly how you do it. All right, when you're walking with it, that's how you hold a cup. Okay. This one little, whatever you call it, segment is called a cup. Like I asked, how do you hold a cup?
Right.
Do you hold it across its neck like you did? Or do you hold it across its neck with a napkin under it, because without it, the cup's either too hot, too wet, or too cold? Or do you hold it straight over the top with your hand hovering over the top? I do this. Why? Because I found that through time, if I don't do this, I lose an ounce of what's in that cup every 10 feet that I walk. You see, my right leg is shorter than my left. And as I've walked throughout time, my head and shoulders never stay level. So throughout time, it's been a bottle rather than a draft. It's been a can and not a glass. And a thermos and not a saucer. And when I go to restaurants, I almost always dine in and hardly ever take out. And when I go to a concert or a sporting event, I eat a huge meal before. Not because I want to save so much money, but because stadiums and arenas have so many stairs, so few rails, and so few bottles. I can recall a recent sporting event that I went to. I got too big for my britches. I ordered two draft beers at concessions and held them like you do, around their neck. And as I walked, I lost that 1 ounce for every 10 feet that I walked. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a fan approach a cop and point in my direction. The cop comes over to me, puts his head down, and I say this to you. Okay, spread the news. I'm short and I'm white. I have a friend, he's 6'9", has 19 tattoos. When I see him across the room, I don't see color. In fact, I don't see anything. I just think, brother, let's get away from labels and groups, jump into one big pot, and just make soup. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give it up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're going to just keep going back and forth and keep it rolling. He's a good guy.
He's
a good guy. Yeah, expressing spoken word is, you know, if you're having a bad day, we're just giving people